The top stories on ABC News. In New South Wales, people have been urged to begin preparations and consider leaving their homes ahead of predicted extraordinary bushfire behaviour tomorrow. A week-long state of emergency has been declared, with catastrophic conditions expected in the Greater Sydney, Greater Hunter and the Illawarra and Shoalhaven regions. Some schools have been closed and a 48-hour fire ban is in place across the state. Well, despite bushfire conditions easing in Queensland today, authorities say there will be no reprieve for firefighters who are focusing their efforts on existing fires. Conditions in the central and southeast parts of the state are predicted to worsen tomorrow, with strong winds fanning dozens of flare-ups. Eight houses are confirmed destroyed at Cobrabal and Caroiba. Northern Territory police are defending their actions after the family of a teenager shot dead by police on Saturday night wasn't told of his death until the following morning. The ABC understands Kumunjai Walker died around 9 p.m. after police fired three shots during an attempt to arrest him. Authorities say Mr. Walker was wanted over breaches to a community corrections order. And services have been held across the country to mark Remembrance Day, with outgoing Australian War Memorial Director Brendan Nelson using the occasion to pay tribute to the Australians dealing with and facing the enormous bushfire tragedy. Today marks 101 years since the armistice was signed to end World War I, a conflict that claimed the lives of 60,000 Australians. Spain.